The attorney.
Hello. Yes, Mr. President. John, the way I feel about this case is that, first, in terms of discipline, Hoover is right. In terms of his decision, he was wrong. You know what I mean, about not questioning Marx because of personal considerations. But in terms of our overall situation, he just cannot, and I really feel that you have to tell him this, he cannot, with my going at tomorrow to address the FBI graduation, and also with the Ellsberg case being the issue, he cannot take anything which causes dissension within the FBI ranks. It's just going to raise holy hell. They'll say this crotchety old man did it again, see. That's my feeling about it.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it, Mr. President. I think this might be the last straw as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
And this, of course, as you point out, he does have a paper case.
Sure.
The only question that I had in my mind, whether he will take this from me or whether you have to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
That's the only question I have.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Why don't you just say that it came to my attention, that I've heard about it, that I feel very strongly, I'll be glad to talk to him about it, but I understand the disciplinary thing, but I think the primary consideration is we must not have anything with regard to Ellsberg to reflect on Edgar Hoover, and he just has got to find a way to handle it that does not to do that.
All right, sir.
And just tell him that, and then if it's needed for me to call, I'll back it up.
Let me.
You tell him. You tell him I've talked to the president. And look, and Edgar, he doesn't want to embarrass you in a disciplinary matter where he is over the director, but he feels very strongly. He's coming over there to the FBI. He, you know, and after all, and he knows that discipline is important, but he feels very strongly that we must not have the Ellsberg thing be a reason for dissension in the Bureau. That could raise holy hell. Could that be all right?
Yes, sir.
We'll try it.
We'll try it that way and see how
right.
It flies. I would hope that he doesn't blow his stack and leave the fold. I don't believe he will.
Well, if he does, now I'll be ready. I'll be ready to talk to him.
All right, sir.
But absolutely. But I just say that we've got to keep our eye on the main ball. The main ball's Ellsberg. We got to get this son of a bitch. And you know, I was talking to somebody over here yesterday. I mean, one of the PR types, and they're saying, well, maybe we ought to drop the case if the Supreme Court doesn't sustain and so forth. And I said, hell no. I mean, you can't do that. You can't be in a position of having, as I said this morning, we can't be in a position of ever allowing, just because some guy's going to be a martyr, of allowing a fellow to get away with this kind of wholesale thievery, or otherwise it's going to happen all over the government. Don't you agree?
Quite. I think that we're just going to have to do this,
that's
otherwise
right.
We lose all control.
Well, and let me say, too, don't figure that PR is too bad, either. It can turn around the other way. People don't like people that are thieves.
All the people have to do is look at this guy on television and
his
name and so forth.
Right.
You've got a hell of a lot
good.
Of it going for you.
Now, if you will handle it, but I'll be here if I'm needed. I feel it's very important not to allow anything now. We've got to have a united front on Ellsberg. That's the main thing. Do you think that can work with him or not?
I think it will, particularly coming from you.
Yeah.
And
just say that I heard about it and that I'm coming over to make this strong statement on the Bureau tomorrow. Okay.
Very good, sir. Will do.